All right, welcome back. Survivor Live on CBS.com. 646-CBS-1000. We invite you to call in and speak with our special guest, Tina. And we'll talk more about Vanuatu as well as we join Matt, who's watching us in Nebraska right now. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt, you enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the show. I've been a fan ever since the first edition.
Awesome.
First off, I want to say congratulations to you, Richard, and to Tina for being on the sole survivors of your respective editions.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And my question is, being a military man myself, I'm rooting on Lee all the way, but I'm very surprised that he has made it this far. Because I remember what happened to Kel in the Australian Outback. Yeah. I remember they voted him out because he was the first one actually out of his tribe because they thought he was the biggest threat. Are you guys the same way about Sarge?
Wrong. Not the biggest threat. He was the biggest cheat. Let's get that straight.
I'll go further with that one. Do tell. Do tell.
Yes.
Kel did have beef jerky.
Wow.
Kel was stopped before we even boarded the plane because he was sneaking some extra items into his little backpack. We didn't trust Kel from the very beginning.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I noticed that there's a very, very different demeanor that Kel has from Sarge. Sarge is a completely different person. Even though they're both military backgrounds, Sarge and Kel aren't anything alike. But I didn't realize that you thought that he really did have beef jerky. He swears up and down that he didn't.
Kel was stopped at the airport by the sniffing dogs of beef jerky.
Oh, man.
There's all kinds of reasons why we think Kel did have the beef jerky. And Sarge, you know what? Sarge is leading his tribe in such a good way. I've always said that if you're going to take a leadership position, you've got to do it in a very non-threatening way, which Sarge is a master at. I think he's doing a really, really good job at that.
Let me ask you, so you think he is the leader of the tribe? Because, I mean, we've, over the past couple weeks, we've decided that we don't think he's the leader. We think Chris is kind of the leader, and he's, with his puppet strings, he's made everyone think that Sarge is the leader.
Don't we me that Chris is... I'm not thinking Chris is the leader.
You think Sarge is the leader of that tribe?
I don't think Sarge is the leader either.
If you had to say there was a leader of that tribe, if you had to say there was one person that was making the most decisions, you wouldn't agree with me that it's Chris.
No. I don't think Chris is sitting in the driver's seat.
I'm not saying driver's seat. I'm just saying if there's one person that everyone's kind of looking to as sort of the leader.
Well, I think that's Sarge. They're looking to Sarge to take the heat, to be the brunt.
I'm just saying Chris is in his ear.
Chris is yammering.
Really, I think maybe steering Sarge.
I don't think he's smart enough. I think he's trying to, but you know what? I agree with you. I think he is trying to steer Sarge, and I think probably people look at him that way, but I have a feeling he's not bright enough to be doing it well, so people are looking
at... I don't think he's doing it well.
Him is threatening, and Sarge is threatening.
Right.
That's my thought. I'm not sure. But Tina, you think Sarge is leading without being threatening?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I think so, too. I think he's not being threatening, but I think he's being a little too dictatorial. He's a little too gruff and a little too directive, and I think people are just kind of waiting for the opportunity to get rid of the boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think whenever it comes merge time and it gets on down there, I think that he's going
to
go.
Well, let's switch tribes. We go to the other tribe, and it looks as if Scout has assumed the leader position. She did kind of something bold this week. She said that she wasn't going to change her vote and go against Lisa when Lisa was clearly on the chopping block anyhow. I don't know if that was play or if it was a mistake or if she handled that right, but how do you think she's handling the leader role?
I think she's doing a great job. One of the things that it could have been, there were a couple times when we were voting when I did not want to put somebody's name down, and so I asked my tribe, would you care if I wrote someone else's name, just because I really don't want to write their name down.
That's my guess with
and
Scout.
And if it was the numbers, you know, everything about Survivor is about numbers, and so if numerically it would be okay if it wasn't going to be a close vote, then I did that. And so that might have been why Scout did that. And I think she's doing a great job. We've never had an older woman to win the game. I'd love to see her win it. I think she's a cancer survivor. All kinds of reasons why I'd like to see her win.
I think older. Yeah. I think she did a great job, too, if indeed she went to the team and she said to them, listen, we've got enough votes. How about if I just toss a vote, you know, to the side because I don't want to vote this Lisa off.
Right.
And that could have happened. I caution, though, as the game moves on, how careful, how comfortable you should get with thinking you've got enough votes when you're voting people off, because sometimes just one trick, one swayed player that you don't know about could throw your whole strategy out the window if you're not careful.
That's very true. You cannot predict survivor. And you're right. Sometimes you do get comfortable out there, and you don't think there's a chance in heck you're going to go. And about that time, Jeff is sniffing out your toys.
Absolutely. We're going to continue with calls. Thank you for the calls. Please keep them coming in at 646-CBS-1000. We're joined by David, who is watching us in Pennsylvania. Hi, David. You're on Survivor Live.
Hello. Good show, guys.
Thanks.
I have a question about Rory and whether you think he's managed to slip through the cracks and become unnoticed, like kind of like Rudy in Survivor 1, and managed to last a few more weeks.
Those are some big cracks if he's slipping through anything, let me tell you.
Hey, I said it last week, and you kind of gave me a little... I think we even may have had some sort of side bet. I got to go back and watch it tomorrow. I don't know what's going on. But I kind of think that Rory... he had one thing to do. He had one angle left. I think he played it extremely well. I do believe that he has bought himself a couple more weeks. But after the couple more weeks, he is he's an expendable pawn, which we will be interviewing on one of these Fridays very soon.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's got a couple of weeks.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I think he bought some time
this
week.
You thought he got an alliance together. That was our argument.
Well,
I
think they have an alliance of three there now, and I think Scout's on her way out.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
That's the disagreement. I think Scout's hanging in there. Well, how about you, Tina? What do you think about Rory and Scout?
Oh, wow. Well, I think one of the things about Survivor that kind of frustrates me, too, is there is an aspect of it that's not fair. And I don't like it whenever they switch things around and send those poor two fellas over to the girls' tribe. You know, I mean, there goes their game.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a little bit unfair. But Rory's done a great, great job at really having to scramble, mix things up a little bit, and try to save his skin. I think that had Travis not done his little sign language thing over there, that Rory would have already been gone.
Bubba!
But I think that the women, I think they'll stick together. I think Rory's going to be gone.
You know, the women may stick together, and I agree with you. I think Rory is out of there. I think he has danced well. I've got to give him that. He has danced well recently and just hanging in. But I think he's just too kind of outside of the main group for sometimes blowing up and sometimes giving weird speeches, those kinds of things.
Now, but loses, you know, his chances, if they lose, LePevy loses, and he can make it to the merge, you know, he's got a second life.
Right, and that's what I think is exactly what's going to happen. I believe there's an alliance of three there. He's formed up with Eliza and the other girl.
Eliza and...
The pretty girl.
I can't remember.
Someone
Julie?
Can help me with, not Amy, thank you. With Eliza and Amy, they have now formed, and they're going to move Scout as the next person out. Because they're going to lose... Here's what's going to happen tonight. They're going to lose another challenge because their team stinks unless Survivor... It does. There's no strength on it. And she said it earlier. She
it
said you've got to have strength.
There's, it could be mental.
I don't think
Julie,
so. There's not enough mental going
Amy
on that
and Rory
team,
aren't... They can't be in an alliance. If Amy and Rory are in an alliance, I'm going to strangle Amy.
I think it's the only move that he's got to
Listen,
do. Why not?
I want to go back to an earlier conversation. We'd started talking about vulnerability, and we went to the other clip. We've got a clip, and I really want to address this point because I think our viewers, the one that called in about it, and many others are interested in how people who in the game are flying under the radar yet still manage to do really well. And you brought up, Tina, that you thought some people do deserve to win because of the way they play the game. I think you're one of them. I think you played the game. I think we didn't see a lot of your gameplay. And I think that might have been the case with Amber as well. And you wonder about whether or not she deserved to win because how much did she play, or was she riding on Rob's coattails? Well, riding on his coattails may have been part of her play, but I think she also played really well in keeping her emotions together and not exploding in front of people. And we've got a clip of you that I want you to talk with our viewers about. Let's roll it, and then you tell them what's going on here.
It's time for the final vote. Keith and Tina can't vote for themselves. Tina has to vote for Keith. Keith has to vote for Tina. Their votes nullify each other. You're the only person who's going to vote. You are voting out one person from the tribe, and more importantly, you are deciding who's going to go to the final two with you. So you're going to go up there, cast that very important vote, put it in the box, and bring the box back with you to me. It's time to vote, Colby. Once the vote is read, the decision is final. The person voted out of the tribe will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately. Somebody who has played this game for 41 days is about to be voted out of the tribe. I'll read the vote. The 14th person voted out of the tribe is Keith.
Ouch.
Sucks.
Tina.
Keith is gone. Colby votes him out. We've had so many discussions about this. If Colby had gotten rid of you right then, he had a check for $1 million guaranteed, I believe. That's my personal opinion. And he votes out Keith. And you win the $1 million. For whatever reason you won the $1 million, I think you deserved it. That's what I mean by deserve. It's not just about this moral thing. I mean, if you played the game. What do you think?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think that anybody else would do what Colby did.
Right.
Playing the game now, because the game now is so much more cutthroat. Anybody else would do what Colby does and have relationships. And the people who sign up usually aren't willing to go and make friends. Unfortunately for Colby, we were the second season, and what I'll tell you exactly what happened was our original alliance of five.
Yep.
Jerry and Mitchell started that alliance.
Okay.
It was 2 hours off the plane that Mitchell came to me and asked about this alliance. And so I joined this alliance of five. Me, Jerry, Amber, Mitch, and Colby.
Okay.
We had voted out Kel. We had voted out Marilyn. Keith was the next one to go. The night we were walking to tribal council to vote out Keith, I realized that out of that alliance of five, I'm the next person to go. The four other ones were younger. They were really bonding with one another, and I was the oldest one, and I was going to be the next one to go. And that's whenever, walking to tribal council that night, I had to come up with a new plan to save my skin. And I went to Mitchell because he's the one who asked me to join the alliance.
Yeah.
And I thought it was only fair to go to him. So I went to Mitchell. I said, Mitchell, if we don't advance as a tribe, we don't advance as individual. We're voting out a strong male tonight. I think that's a very bad move. I think we should change up and vote for a weaker female.
Yeah.
He said, I made the alliance. I'm sticking to it.
What you're describing right now, I got to interrupt you because we've got a whole phone bank of calls just blinking off the... What you're describing right now, for in my mind, Tina, is gameplay. I love it. You're thinking and you're involved and you're making decisions actively that are playing. We don't see that, all of that stuff that's going on in your head, on television.
No, you didn't.
And that's why I have a problem with the word deserve. Just because we don't see you playing doesn't mean you didn't play. You played for whatever reasons at whatever point to get you to the end, and you won.
Well, that night, after I went to Mitchell, I went to Colby, and I asked him. I pitched the same spiel to him.
Yeah.
He said, you're exactly right. What do you want to do? And at that point, I said, let's, you know, vote out a weaker female and or a weaker person, which happened to be Mitchell.
Yeah.
And from that night on, Colby and I, we controlled the tribe, and we made all the decisions, and we made a promise that night. It was me and him to the very end, no matter what.
Awesome.
And that's why he voted for Keith that night.
Well, my last thing before we take calls would be to the very end. In a game like that, isn't the very end the last point at which you don't cut your own head off?
It should be.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I believe it is. And I think that should be, if you want to play the game morally, then say that.
Yeah.
Okay, me and you, until it no longer becomes in either of our best interest.
Exactly.
And, right. and then you've kept your morals, and you're playing the game.
Very all interesting. Right. Listen, we got a bunch of calls, so let's keep them going. 646-CBS-1000. Julie's watching in Michigan. Hey, Julie.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, Eliza, is it just me, or does she look like Karen Carpenter?
Wow, she hasn't eaten in a while. I mean, come on. She's hungry.
She does. It's frightening at this point because her eyes are popping out.
She's emaciated the quickest. She sucked right in.
But, you know, she's emaciated, but she's also just like skittish and still keeps yammering. I don't care how little food she has. It keeps going.
She's a talking Halloween skeleton, you know.
We don't know what's going to happen to her. We look forward to meeting her, and we know it's going to be soon, and we'll have some fun, Eliza, when you come.
Dutch watching in Idaho. Dutch, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, Tina, Richard, you guys are considered the two best players ever, so I was wondering who you guys think is the better player between the two of you.
Well, I can answer that. Richard thinks he's
Tina.
The best ever.
I'll beat Richard to the punch, because you know he's going to say him. And so I'm going to say Richard as well, because I've got to tell you, Richard set the precedence for the game. You know, we wouldn't have known about alliances, or maybe not even been smart enough to come up with it, had we not watched Richard. So I'm going to say Richard.
God, Tina, you're so sweet. I appreciate it, you know, but that's that thing that I was talking about before, about deserving the game. I mean, you know, if you're there and you've kept yourself there and it was intentional, then I think you deserved to win and you played the game well, and so I got to give you credit.
All right, we're going to take a little 30-second break so Richard can remind me how great he is. We'll be back in one moment. Don't forget about Survivor Fantasy. We hope we're playing along, and don't forget tomorrow on the show you'll get bonus points for something that we discuss on this show. You'll get 40 extra bonus points for your Survivor Fantasy League, which gets you closer to winning a new card. Here's a look at it on Survivor Live.